The city of Florence inspires me. All that amazing art at the Uffizi Gallery, Michelangelo's David, the Botticelli pictures, and towering above it all, the Duomo, the great domed cathedral of Santa Maria del Fiore, created by a master architect and goldsmith, Filippo Brunelleschi. And as a musician and singer, I'm even more inspired to read that a master musician of the time created a piece that doesn't just match the beauty and quality of the dome's architecture. According to one scholar, it corresponds to it exactly in its proportions, its measurements, and its harmony. The master musician was Guillaume Dufay, and his masterpiece, first performed at the consecration of the Duomo in 1436, is Nuper Rosarum Flores. The text describes the gift of roses given by the Pope in honor of the occasion and the consecration of the new cathedral to the glory of God. The Florentines came up with the idea of building a grand cathedral back in 1296, and they left space in their design for an enormous dome, 150 feet wide, rising from the top of the walls, which were already 180 feet high, shaped in an octagon. But they planned it without anybody having any idea how it was going to be built. Nobody had ever built a dome that large or that high. Brunelleschi approached it using the ideals of harmonic proportion described by Pythagoras many centuries earlier. He also used the skills of some brilliant Florentine mathematicians. He didn't keep any records, so scholars are still trying to work out how it was done. But what we do have is this motet, and according to scholar Charles Warren, that motet is constructed to exactly the same proportions as the dome. Warren has carefully documented the ways that the form, the harmony, the sections, and the number of beats in each section, the structure of the piece, correspond exactly to the structure of Brunelleschi's awesome dome. So we can assume that these two artists came together at some point to share an artistic vision of musical and structural harmony. And each of them in their own field broke new ground in the use of classical symmetry and proportion. So, when you hear this music, imagine the Grand Cathedral at Florence. And if you have the opportunity to see that incredible structure, think of this music, Nuper Rosarum Flores.